Part 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a woman who wants to send her children to the Northside Child Care Center and a man who is a receptionist of that child care center. Now answer all questions 1 to 10.
Hello, this is Northside Child Care. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm phoning to ask you some information about your center, as I saw an advertisement on the internet, and I think it's quite suitable for my situation.
Right. So, you're interested in our childcare services for your little ones, right?
Yes, that's right. I have two daughters, Laura and Andrea, and a son, Thompson.
First of all, could I ask you some of your information before we start?
Yes, of course.
Where do you work? It's quite important because I want to know whether it's possible for you to take your children to our centre or not.
Well, I work in a hospital near the town. I think it takes around 10 minutes by car to get there.
Perfect. And do you have other people who will pick up your children in the case you are busy and cannot take them?
Their uncle would do so.
Great. But in that case, you should also give us about his information.
OK. No matter.
How many days a week that you would like to use our service? We offer different prices depending on how many days would register.
I think it's only Thursday, because I have to go to another city to work on that day. For Monday and Tuesday, I can take care of them as I work from home, and the rest, their uncle will spend time playing with them.
Yes, the price is about $70 for one day, including two meals, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Just to let you know, our fee structure operates on a weekly basis, so we'll have a plan to prepare the meals for them.
OK.
Let me ask you more details of your children.
OK.
How old is Laura?
She is my first daughter, and she will be 9 in the next 3 weeks, but currently she is 8.
So, I will put 9 down. How about other children, as I don't remember their names?
Andrea is now 6 years old, and Thompson is only 4.
Great. What foods that they cannot eat?
They can eat most of the things. However, Andrea cannot eat foods with eggs because she has allergy to it, whereas my son Thompson doesn't like to eat fruits. He preferred drinking juice.
What are their hobbies?
Laura and Andrea like swimming and playing outsides, while my son is quite introvert. He likes giving books to other children as a gift, just like cartoons or something like that.
So, what classes do you want your children to join?
I expect a dancing class for my daughters, and of course, it is not suitable for my son. I'm considering between playing tennis and guitar, which class is available now?
The former.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you soon.
Yes, goodbye.